You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, maybe they should just make you the manager. You've been talking for a while about the idea of moving Jason Worth to the leadoff spot. They do it, and it works. Now, admittedly, a lot of things on offense work better in Denver, but it seems like it makes a lot of sense. First of all, just kind of what led to this happening? What was the catalyst for them deciding to put Worth in the one spot?
Well, what I think happened is that Worth went to Matt Williams and told him that in 2012 he had a similar role, and it worked. And this was when Jason Worth hurt his wrist, didn't have any power. So they felt that, he can see more pitches better. And you know, right now, as you can see, you know, he's back in the leadoff spot, and it worked. So I'm not surprised. It should have happened once he was taken off the DL, Matthew, because he is the best leadoff hitter on this team right now with span out. So it should have been done a long time ago.
You'll often hear managers tell hitters and hitters say, okay, that wherever they're on the lineup, they need to have the same approach. You'll put a guy in the four spot and say, look, I don't want you thinking you're a four hitter. I just want you doing what you've done to be successful. And I think generally that's what you want to see. But do you think, and again, I mean, look, Worth is a patient hitter. He's a guy who gets on base. That's a big part of his skill set and always has been. But do you think there's any difference in his approach when he gets in that spot? Do you think he becomes more conscious of waiting out at bats, of making sure, working the starter, all that kind of stuff that we think of from a leadoff hitter?
There's no question about it. I'll say it again. He did it in 2012. I think what's obvious to me, Matthew, is that the power isn't there yet. So I think he's more patient, and like 2012, he didn't have any power when he came back from his wrist injury. And I just think that he is aware that he's got to get on base. He's taking more walks, and that's a good thing because right now they don't have anyone who can do that job other than him.
So is it kind of, to some extent, almost take pressure off him? You say, don't worry about what it is you can't do right now, and let's focus on what you can do?
I think that's the case, Matthew. And why that is, you know, I'm not in Jason Worth's brain, but for some reason, he gets the job done. And, you know, the good thing is I think when Jannard Span comes back, I think Jason Worth should be hitting in the second spot because, again, he'll be getting on base like Span, and it could be better once they get back together.
One guy who has shown the ability to be that kind of hitter, a guy who also has power, but a guy who certainly has shown that table-setting ability is Anthony Rendon. Now, Rendon is scuffling a little bit, and this is, I haven't seen tonight's lineup yet, but this is two games in a row right now where he hasn't played. Is he going to be marginalized a little bit? I mean, they're not going to take him out of rotation, obviously, but is he a guy who maybe his full-time playing time for the time being is in some jeopardy?
I don't see it, Matthew, because no matter how you look at it, he is better than Danny Espinosa. Hitting-wise, maybe not defensively, but offensively, I just think he's better. I think he will get it together again. I just think that this is a couple of days to straighten out his hitting, his offense a little bit. I think it wouldn't surprise me if he's back in there either today or tomorrow. There's no way he's going to be benched. I don't see it.
That would certainly be what makes sense to me. That's why it really did kind of stand out in the first place, is he's such a, at best, he's such an essential part of this lineup. It's hard to envision him not being a core part of it. I mean, they need his bat. What have you seen from him? Is it just a matter of a guy still getting to full strength, full sharpness, full timing, a guy who missed a lot of the year, or is there more to it than that?
I think that's the case. I think he's out of shape. I mean, if you heard Rendon a couple of weeks back, we were in Miami, and he admitted that he was out of shape. So I think that's part of the problem, too. I think he's just out of shape, and he's trying to get his act together here, and I think he will. He's not the type of guy who's not lazy. He works hard. I just think that he needs to I think he needed a few days just to get his swing back.
one of the things that's sort of been brought up as an option for this club to get this offense going, again, as we've talked about, I think, you know, getting the key guys hitting is the biggest thing that will happen, is just the guys that are there to perform. But, you know, Trey Turner continues to loom, and I don't really know where there's a spot for him. And it's only 10 days till, or 12 days till September call-ups anyway, but do you see some way, be it in a job share at second, be it some time at short, be it something else creative, do you see some way that Trey Turner becomes a significant part of this offense over the last 6 weeks, or is he really just going to be, if he's there, there to kind of get some experience and get a few at-bats?
I think it's just going to be, he's just going to get some experience and get a few at-bats. Right now, if they really needed Trey Turner, he would have been called up already. I just think that he's going to be a September call-up. I don't think he's going to play every day once he gets here. What's interesting that he is playing second base right now. And I find that interesting considering, you know, what's going on with Rendon and Espinosa. They both have been inconsistent at the plate. So it would not surprise me to see maybe Trey Turner get some time there at second base. But then again, it's a wait-and-see thing because, you know, under Rizzo, this team is unpredictable, so you just never know what could happen.
So, humor me here. Is it utterly insane to ask whether Turner might get any kind of look in center field? Not in the long term. In the long term, he's a middle infielder. But if Denard Span continues to be a question, and we still, I mean, I know he's playing rehab games, but he's gotten close and sort of not had it happen a couple times. Michael Taylor has a lot of ability, but he's not getting on base. It's not unheard of for middle infielders to see some time in center field. Is that ridiculous that maybe that's a way that you solve a couple of problems? You get this guy some reps, and you address one of the spots in this lineup that really has not been as effective as they would hope?
Matthew, that's not going to happen. He's not going to play the outfield. No chance. You know, they're ready to have Michael Taylor be the regular center fielder by next year. The thing with him, with Michael Taylor anyway, is he has to be more disciplined. I mean, when I look at him right now, and they have been putting him in the leadoff spot, I'm looking at Bobby Bonds here. All you got to do is keep him down the lineup. Seems like he's much more relaxed, hitting eighth, seventh, and just take it from there. There's no way Trey Turner's going to play the outfield. No chance.
So how do they get Taylor being more that guy? I mean, guys, 120 strikeouts and 23 walks. He's got a .286 on base. I mean, there are some flashes. There's some power. There's some speed. You can see the tools there. But, you know, as a manager I once covered said, the majors aren't for on-the-job training. I mean, this guy's got a lot of promise. But if Span gets back and is right and can go regularly, then everything's solved and Taylor can be used a little more sparingly. But for a team that really needs base runners and that needs offense, is there any alternative here? Do they just have to sort of hope that something comes on for Michael Taylor and he's a little more productive over the last 6 weeks?
I think they're hoping that Michael Taylor can get it together. Now, I will say this, once Span comes back, I have to think that Michael Taylor's going to be on the bench for a period because there's no way they're going to bench Jason Worth. There's no way, obviously, they're not going to bench Bryce Harper. I just think that it's going to be Worth, Span, and Harper. And you just hope that those three guys could stay healthy. That's their best, you know, outfield. And, you know, you just hope that they the offense can get together. I mean, that's the key to this whole thing when you look right down to it.
So we've sort of danced around this a good bit over the past few minutes. What exactly is Denard Span's status? How far away is he? And when he comes back, is it likely that he'd be able to play every day, or would they have to kind of handle him carefully?
Well, Matthew, they don't have to handle him carefully because, you know, he has not fully recovered from the abdominal injuries. And apparently they told him, and I wrote this, you know, weeks ago, that it's going to take a full year to get over what he went through during spring training. So, I mean, obviously he's not going to play every game. He's going to get some rest. And, you know, I think back problems are going to still be there until the season's over. So he's going to have a full off season to recover from everything. So I'm not expecting Denard Span to, you know, play every game and be an MVP like he was the last 2 years. No chance.
All right. Well, the lads, and thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.